Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, good morning. 406, I'm Mark Carmen. He's David Miranda. We are in for Nick DiGilio, who's off tonight, back tomorrow. Esmeralda Leon with your traffic. Dan Chagrou producing the program. Vic Vaughn in the news. Steve Grzanich, the opening bell coming up at 5 a.m. We just told you that it's better to be ugly. You will make more money. Now, as we try to build a bridge to a more successful life, we've got the 27 tough and bizarre job interview questions. This is provided by Dan Chagrou, who apparently might be looking at job interview questions. Never. Any particular reason you're looking at this, Dan?
I was doing my normal course of research for any show that I
see. Oh, okay. Nice to know. Because, you know, when you go to a job interview, it can be nerve-wracking. It can be, you probably lose sleep. You probably don't know what to wear. What I do know is that you shouldn't wear a lot of perfume, a lot of cologne, because that can throw people off, or it can be bad points for you if the person probably does not like the way you smell.
When's the last time you had a job interview?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes. Well, I started freelancing for Telemundo.
Wow.
And I was taken to HR, and I got a bizarre question. What I think is that they try to measure your personality more than anything with these questions.
Right.
Not necessarily that they expect the real answer. It's more of your personality. I was asked, what was a job barrier or a job issue, job problem that you had to solve right then and there? And you're like, oh, my God, I don't remember, you know?
What'd you say?
I did mention a situation of my previous employer, and that's the reason why I'm not there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, when sometimes upper management gives you so many issues for every single thing you breathe, you do, I mean, you definitely have to find a place where you are going to be happy, right?
That is being happy at work is important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to read you some of these questions here because...
Have you gotten a difficult question, Mark, in a job interview?
Yes. I've had a couple different careers, David. And, you know, the only career where I reached the pinnacle, of course, is vending, where I did rise from the cotton candy man at young 18, 19 years old, all the way through hot dogs and peanuts and malt cups, all the way to the top. Through Old Style to the Budweiser and the Red Tub at Wrigley Field. That was my greatest accomplishment in my professional career. Well, it's certainly the only career where I did reach the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of that. But there wasn't any really odd questions there. I also had a period of time where I was trying to trade the market, you know, stocks, bonds, that type of thing. So I had an interview with company by then, I think it was like Peak Trading or something like this, and this was like the place. I'm getting the name wrong, but this was like the smartest people were there and the whole deal. So I knew that, you know, they had you in for a math test.
Ooh, I would have failed.
Right. So I'm looking at the names on the email who they invited to come in and take this test. And it was basically every email was either northwestern.edu or universityofchicago.edu, and most of the names were Asian. And then there was Mark Carmen, YoMC23 at yahoo.com, which used to be my email. I'm like, who doesn't fit in this equation? I think it's the YoMC23 guy. So I show up there, YoMC23, what's up? Give me that test. And I'm actually halfway decent at math. So I make it through the opening round of the math stuff enough that they still want to interview me because I'm like a different out-of-the-box guy. Maybe they think I'm going to have some talent for trading. So I get in the interview room, and it's a standard-size, small room. And he said to me, if you could have the amount of pennies that could fit in this room or the amount of pennies that would if you could have one stack all the way to the top of the Sears Tower, what would you take?
Did you say pennies or pennies?
Pennies.
Oh.
The 1 cent item. What's your answer? The number of pennies in this room or one stack to the top of the Sears Tower?
Are we talking a standard size room here, like 10 by 12, or is it especially small or big?
Standard small size room. Fill up the room with pennies or one stack to the top of the Sears Tower?
I would say room.
Yeah, something that's logical and something that can probably happen faster.
So you think there's more in the room or more in the tower?
I would think there's more in the tower.
More of the stack to the tower.
Uh-huh.
Esmeralda?
Oh, God. I feel like the room, it's a trick. Because you would think, it's a big room. I'm going to say the Sears Tower.
Okay, so the only person on this show who has requisite intelligence is Dan.
Woohoo!
I mean, he looked at me like I was the biggest moron on the entire planet when I said the tower. I said the tower. But are you kidding? Like one stack to the top of the tower to all the pennies that could fit in this room? I think it's not even close. It's like,
yeah, but it's a big tower.
Yeah, but it's one stack to the top of the tower. This is a whole
whatever,
room.
Whatever, your job so is dumb.
Oh, I happen to
even want your
stack reacted, to the top of the tower.
I mean, this dude looked at me like I was sub-intelligent. I mean, he thought like I was like a squirrel. And I looked at him like, and I'm like, didn't get that one right today. He's like, nah.
Well, one, they measured if you listen, because one stack to the top of the tower, you know. Second is maybe the way you think.
Right. And the way he thought that his view of the way I was thinking was this guy is not going to make it here. He led me through that thing because there was another guy that came in like six questions later, and they were going over one of the math problems that I got wrong. And he was trying to understand my logic as to how I got to that answer. And I'm explaining it to him, and it makes complete sense to me. And he just looked at me worse than the tower guy looked at me. He's like, And shook his head, looked at the other guy in the room like, no, cancel this guy out. And that was the end of that one.
I mean, it's not illogical to think that the Sears Tower one could be close.
It's kind of illogical.
But if you consider the height of a penny up 150 flights or whatever this Sears/Willis Tower is, I mean, that's still a good chunk of change.
Sure, but like, think about how many pennies could fit in this room. Like this is
wow.
If we had all the pennies that fit in this room, to ceiling to floor, which I know nobody can see this, but we're in a standard size room. I mean, it's got to be a bunch of dough in here.
What is this, 10 by 10?
Sure, why not?
About yeah,
a lot of money in this room.
I honestly know. The only reason I thought the answer was because Edgerrin James, who is a retired football player, but back in the day, he lost a bet. He lost a $1,000 bet, and he paid off in all pennies. And so there was video of him wheeling in this jar of pennies that was literally as tall as he was. It was like 6 foot tall jar of pennies to pay off this $1,000 bet. So that was my frame of reference for this.
See, good job.
You thought of that. See, you were using all your resources. Well, guys, even the most prepared candidate can show up to meet human resources or your future boss and get slightly off the rails because you're never ready for the type of questions they can ask.
Yeah, so here's some of the questions. All right, 312-981-7200, by the way. Any awkward questions you've been asked in an interview, let's all help each other out. Let's give some information out here so those who are going on a job interview, I guarantee somebody who's listening right now probably has a job interview this week. Let's get people prepared for what's out there right now because people are getting super creative. 312-981-7200, good morning, 414. All right, David, let's see.
You know, by the way, this is by Glassdoor. This survey was done by Glassdoor.
Yeah.
And it said those with advanced degrees said they had harder interview experiences.
Yeah.
With advanced degrees.
If your current employer, here's one question, had an anniversary party for you, what 5 words would be written on the cake to describe you? Go. Miranda.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't know where to start.
If your current employer had an anniversary party for you, what 5 words would be written on the cake to describe you?
Responsible.
Okay.
Flexible. Speaking of schedule.
Okay. Okay. Responsible, flexible. What else?
Determined.
Okay.
oh my God, maybe I'll probably leave off at 3. Determine responsibility.
No, you got to get to 5 here. Not letting you off the hook.
You're on time.
Okay. That's kind of
same
responsible.
Thing as, okay.
So, is runway model one word or
no.
Two?
No, not runway model. Not at all. That's the least of that. That's not even on my resume. What else would can it be? It would be creative.
Creative. Okay, that's 4.
Yes.
One more.
I might not sound like it, but yeah, 4. Oh,
Responsible, flexible, determined, creative.
Professional.
I'm that's hiring 5. Miranda with those 5. I'm just gonna.
If you're in a job interview right now, I had a little bit of time to breathe and analyze it. But if you're a job interview, you want to answer right away, and that can probably throw you off and make you seem like
I don't
know what the hell you're doing.
I don't agree with you there. I think it's okay to actually pause and think about it and show that you're actually going to not just spit something out off the top of your head just to get it out, and show that you want to actually give an honest answer.
Oh no, I don't think that you should respond that fast, but when you're at a job interview and you know you're going to be graded or timed or whatever, you get a little bit more nervous about that.
That's true.
Because it's like when you're like, I host various beauty pageants.
You do?
And yeah, for like the here in Chicago.
You host beauty pageants?
Yeah,
Miranda out of nowhere.
Yeah. So when they ask the girls,
you've been on the air for
questions.
2 hours and 17 minutes, and now you're telling me you host beauty pageants?
Yes. Yeah, like the Miss Illinois and the Miss Jalisco.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've emceed a few of them, and the questions that they ask these girls when they're on a stage, I know that sometimes they practice the questions. They get all the 10 questions. They get the 10 questions that they might have, and I've heard them practice it and everything. But when they're on stage, it's like, wow. It's a totally different answer than what I was hearing them practice behind.
So you stare into the eyes of a Miss Illinois and ask her a question.
Yes, I do. I pick it out of the envelope and say, okay, so what would you do different in this violence in Chicago? I don't know, depending on the question, right? So yeah, it'll be something totally different. When you're going to be graded, it can be different.
Am I supposed to do the weather here? Is that what's going on?
Yes. No, I mean, I can understand. That was interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah. That's amazing. I'm very proud of you. Good morning, 422. Welcome to your Monday. I'm Mark Harmon. He's David Miranda. We're sitting in for Nick DiGilio, who is off tonight. Back tomorrow, as I'm sure you will get many an Oscar thought from Nick. If you're just waking up, as somebody on the text line is about the Oscars and wondering about La La Land, well, they thought they had won Best Picture for a second, and then they didn't. It went to Moonlight, which apparently is an amazing movie. Unlike Nick DiGilio, neither I nor David have seen it. But we're going to, right, David?
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, yes,
we have homework for this week, actually. That's something that we have to squeeze in this week. So he's on Oscars holiday today because he's been watching TV since like 4 p.m. yesterday.
Right, it was a hard day for Nick. He was grinding. He was emotionally spent.
Mm-hmm.
He went after it. He had numerous food choices. Rumors are there was a guac and chips, popcorn, and a heavy cheeseburger at some point.
I don't think he's going to be looking for a job pretty soon if he loves what he's doing and, you know, looking at those hot ladies and those dresses and those legs and the red carpet.
Whoa.
Right?
Just got visual. We are talking odd interview questions as interviewers are getting... Job people are getting more and more creative with their questions. People texting in.
224 here.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. She says, or he, no, it has to be a she. I was asked at a job interview if I was pregnant when I was not.
Illegal.
I tried to joke by saying I was just fat, but I really wanted to say, is that legal to ask the question? Yeah, it's illegal.
I don't think that is legal. Let's see, 773. I went on my first job interview in 30 years, and I felt like a fish out of water. I was so lost, so after I went home and started asking myself similar questions and quick-to-the-point answers, it helped with my confidence, and eventually I got a wonderful job that I hope I can stay at for 7 years. Then I can retire. Good for you. It is important to practice. So, Esmeralda, you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Esmeralda, we really like your credentials here. We want to know more about you. If you had to take only one item to a deserted island, what would that be?
One item. What is this job for?
Whatever Esmeralda's next interview is for.
Oh, okay.
Which I know that she would never leave WGN, but perhaps someday she'll leave WGN.
I would bring...
Taco.
I would bring... tacos. Well, I guess I wouldn't have to... bathing suit, because I'd probably be alone on the island, so whatever.
A bathing suit? Mm.
Why would you need a bathing suit if you're alone on the island?
No, that's what I mean. Because I could just, you know...
Skinny dip?
Probably.
Right. There you
go. Just me and the fishes.
Right. Why not?
I would... An umbrella.
An umbrella?
Yeah, that sun can really destroy you.
Not hiring you.
Whatever, I don't want your stupid job. I'm happy at WGN.
Dan, what would you take to a deserted island? See if I hire you.
A GPS system.
A GPS system, so you can get back. Genius. But what happens if you run out of battery?
That'd be the tough part.
Okay, don't like that answer either. Fired, not hired. David?
You know, I like this topic because we could definitely help people out on their next interview. I'm looking at this texter here, and this person says, I was at an interview, was called back near the end of the interview. He paused for way too long so that he or she looked at him and said, when do I start? Got the position, G. Rockford. So if they paused too long, it's like, when do I start?
Congratulations. Way to jump in there. But I'm asking you, David,
mm-hmm.
One item to a deserted island. What are you taking?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking...
Mm-hmm. You want all Castaway, Tom Hanks, Wilson, the volleyball type of scene here. You get one item.
I'm taking a knife.
A knife?
Yes. So I could eat. So I could find food.
Slice and dice them.
Yes. Oh, machete.
Not a bad choice there.
Knife or machete.
Okay. I like that answer. Okay, Miranda gets the job on this one. Dan wanted a GPS system to get home, and Esmeralda wanted what? A bathing suit?
No, I wanted an umbrella.
An umbrella, in case it rains.
No.
Hey, you can kill with an umbrella, too.
Stay out of the sun.
And the umbrella, you could kill something to eat, too, and burn.
All right.
I would just use my bare hands.
What would you bring, Mark Carmen?
Uh-oh.
A female.
To
That's what I'm bringing.
Repopulate the island?
Yes. Yeah. I need some company.
Also, a bathing suit not required.
Taking a very, I don't care what she looks like at that point. If we're alone on the island, I'm going to have to make it work. Let's be honest. We're alone on the island. All right. Preferably attractive.
Area code 815 says a tent.
A tent.
There you go.
If I can't take a companion,
you wouldn't want the tent.
Well, I'd want something that would help me make fire. I don't think I could do the Tom Hanks rub two sticks together maneuver.
You would need to probably take somebody from the Boys and Girl Scouts to create that. I've never done that. Have you guys done that? Will you guys create the fire like that?
No chance.
I've tried. It did not go well.
Yeah. Matches. Just bring matches.
I'd want an endless supply of matches probably. Okay, one more. One more interview question to save your life. 312-981-7200. Weird things you've been asked in an interview. Sell me on one idea. Esmeralda, this is for you. Sell me on one idea, and then sell me on the opposite of that idea.
What?
That is hard, right?
That's ridiculous.
Well,
whoever's asking these questions, I don't want
to
work there.
I'm telling you, I think they want to just throw you off to get your personality, basically.
I'll sell you here. Sell me on one idea. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Taking notes?
Yeah. Let's see what I can come up with here. Okay. I think you should really get cable TV. It's going to make your life so much better. You're going to be able to watch shows like Girls on HBO, which is going on right now. You'll be able to get all the sports. You'll be able to keep up to date with everything that's going on. And cable TV, you'll be so much more aware and so much more entertained that your life is just, it's absolutely worth the money.
What about the opposite?
The opposite. Cable TV is a complete nightmare. You don't need it at all. There's this thing out there. It's called the internet. You can get every single bit of information you need right there on your computer. Spending $100+ a month on cable TV is really just wasting your money. And people also say that the more you watch TV, the less happy you are. Done.
Whoa, you're hired.
Am I hired?
You really sold both very well.
I just lied to you on both sides.
I would think I was speaking to two different people. Hey, that was good. What do you think, Esmeralda? Dan?
Congratulations on your job where you yeah. go populate a new island.
You got all hired.
You know, some of these questions are very out of place because, like, what's the capital of Canada or...
Ottawa.
How many
told me that.
Yeah. How many fire hydrants are there in Los Angeles County? Los Angeles County? Like, really?
It's bizarre. Hey, Vic Vaughn's about to do the news. Vic, if you were a Muppet, which character would you be?
Oh.
I don't even know. I don't even remember any Muppet characters.
What?
To be honest with you.
Kermit the Frog?
Okay, yeah, I do now remember Kermit the Frog.
What about a Fozzie Bear? What about
I don't know him.
What? You don't know
don't know him.
I don't know of
you
him.
You don't know that individual?
No, I didn't watch the Muppets, to be honest with you.
You did?
I'm not fan as an adult either, so...
Vic, you're a professional man who doesn't watch the Muppets.
Yeah, I can't help you on that one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you're on your own there.
All right. I mean, the Muppets. I love the Muppets.
You're out of a job, Vic.
4:30 with your news. He doesn't watch the Muppets. Here's Vic Vaughn.
I walk into.
I mean, Vic Vaughn, don't walk away quite yet. I know you got a million things to do, but...
We're not talking about the Muppets anymore, are we?
Well, we're getting texts in here. Vic not knowing the Muppets is more upsetting than La La Land losing.
Well, that's just too damn bad.
That just shows you have a life,
I'm not
Vic.
A fan of the Muppets. I didn't watch them. Sorry.
Are you telling me you don't know who Beaker is? You don't know.
No, I don't.
You don't know who Animal is?
Miss Piggy?
Wait a minute. I do think I know Animal. Is that the one that was the drummer?
Yes.
Okay, I did like Animal.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And obviously everyone knows Kermit, but...
Thank you.
I just, you know, I was about to do a newscast and you asked me what my favorite Muppet is. Threw me for a loop there.
Well, you know, it's probably unprofessional on my part and I apologize, but...
Hard to transition from Kermit to a body in the river,
no,
but hey, we pulled it off.
I get it.
Shame on you, Carm. He's concentrated.
Right. It's I owe you something, Vic, and I apologize. But again, the most important thing is that you're not a Muppets fan and you're, you know, people are just very upset. But this will never happen again. It didn't happen. We're gonna just erase
restart. Although that song was very on the topic, so on the topic that we were on, put makeup on, look good, smell good, or what was the song saying?
Yes.
For the Muppets.
It's time to put on makeup, it's time to start the night. I don't know.
I'll look up the lyrics.
6:30 on Saturdays was the Muppet Show back in the day. I think it was Saturdays. It was either Saturday or Friday. 7 o'clock on Friday was the Dukes of Hazzard. This was my life growing up. 9 o'clock on Saturday night was the Love Boat. Would have that at my parents would be out. I'd be at my aunt's, watch the Love Boat, have a mint chocolate chip and a Rocky Road from Baskin Robbins. That was living, man. That was it, Dave. That was it.
I have to admit, I know more of the Muppets because of the memes. A lot of the memes that come up, especially with Kermit the Frog.
Right. Well, you're a younger guy than I am. I don't think you were in the heyday of the Muppet Show.
No.
Did you see any of the Muppet movies?
No, not even the recent ones. No. I have not. But I do know some of the characters. Some of the characters. Not all of them. I got more homework. See, not only I have to watch Moonlight, I have to watch more of the nominated movies of the Oscars, but... Now I got to update myself on the Muppets.
I want to do one more interview question as we build a bridge for people in their job life. And know that if you have an interview this week, you could get this question.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. Let us know what question threw you off so we could help others here as well.
This is from from Procter & Gamble. They asked this question. If a coworker had an annoying habit and it hindered your quality of work, how would you resolve it? Dan.
if a coworker had an annoying habit.
If Nick DiGilio did something really annoying.
it's not Nick DiGilio, but I did have a situation with a coworker here where I had to approach him. And I thought I played it right, and I think I got reported to HR.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What was the issue? What did he do or she do? Can you say this?
They going back to the beginning of the show, they wore their cologne a little too heavy.
Ooh.
And it was causing a problem for some of us because, you know, it was so intense that, like, people, like, lost concentration. And so I had to approach him or her and say, hey.
You're giving me a headache.
Hey, listen. This, I'm not meaning to be disrespectful. I'm just letting you know this is kind of like impacting a lot of people here and like in a bad way. And it's not anything personal. And we like you and you do a great job. But just so you know, this is what's going on.
And especially when you're
he or she did not like that.
I got a look. I got a very stern look.
For the people hearing right now, listening to us, these rooms are relatively small and they're confined. So any smell,
right,
it happens with food in the newsroom, for example.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, and it's not at this particular place of employment, but it is at another one that I've had in my lifetime at some point. And I've been around people that legit stink. Like you smell, so your chair smells.
Ew. I mean,
right?
Like pH, body odor,
right.
That type of stink.
I mean, what do you do with that?
Ew.
I mean, I've just grinned and bared, and that's what it is. I'm just going to deal with the fact that you smell. That's my life. You stink, and it's way too uncomfortable to say anything to you.
You wouldn't bring the Febreze bottle and just make it obvious that you're very uncomfortable
with the smell? I would do something like sometimes I had to share his computer, and I would kneel on the floor rather than sit down at his seat. He'd be like, you can sit in my chair. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm like, that's your seat, bro. I don't want to do that. I'd say it like that, but you would think that maybe you would get the hint there that, oh, I smell and this chair smells and he doesn't want to sit there. Maybe I should start bathing.
So did you go to HR?
I didn't solve the issue.
Oh.
How long did the situation last?
I mean, the situation lasted the entire time I was there.
About how long did you work there?
Months,
years?
We're talking, it's like a 2-year stint.
Wow, that you can really.
I mean, he.
Oh, 2 years? I would have said something.
What would you have said?
I would have probably, first of all, given him or her a soap or something that smells good or giving them hints, even if he or she wouldn't get the idea.
Hey,
I would definitely.
Secret Santa, here's a bar of soap.
Yeah. Like here, exactly, body wash, spray, something. No, because not necessarily perfume or cologne, because that can make it even worse if you try to disguise it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should have done that. 312 is, by the way, texting Mark Love Boat at 8 p.m. on ABC Saturday, then Fantasy Island at 9. That's right.
That's coming from 312, yeah.
Yeah, because if there's no way that it would have been at 9, because Fantasy Island then would have been at 10. That would have been the news. So I was watching in the dark at 8 p.m. I was asleep at 9 as a 10-year-old. Maybe an 11-year-old. 10. You would think that I kind of feel embarrassed by that. I was it's a little too early to go to bed. I wanted to be one of the rough and tumble kids.
You wanted to break the rules?
Yeah.
These questions really can throw some people off.
What's your favorite one? Do you have one?
You know, I look at these questions and I keep on saying that you just want to measure your personality. For example, throw your resume aside and tell me what makes you or what makes you you. So you got to basically learn how to sell yourself.
Throw your resume away. What makes you?
What makes you?
My love of Northwestern basketball and their quest for the NCAA tournament in 2017.
What if it was?
Does that get me the gig?
If you're talking to Dave Bennett.
Yeah. Sports director here. Yeah.
What else makes me? My incredible passion for the career that was Michael Jordan. What else makes me?
Your ability to walk the runway, own the runway.
My ability to.
To accept to run the runway.
Yeah.
Like you're a team player. See, they're measuring your personality. Like, for example, this question here of what part of the newspaper do you read first?
The sports section. Are you kidding? If you,
and what does this say about you?
It says that I love competition. It says that I enjoy being in the toy department of life. It says that I lack an intellectual curiosity of what actually is happening in the world. It does say all of that.
There you go. That part does measure your personality. So.
I like a good front page. I like a good business section, but you got to get the sports first. I like to have my dessert first. Like when you're going to a meal, give me something sweet, and then get into it, and then a back end sweet. I don't normally do that because I'm, trying to stay fit here, David.
Does a sweet wine count, or has to be not liquid diet?
I wouldn't do that. I suppose it counts. I don't like sweet wine. Like a nice
headache waiting to happen, right?
Yeah, no sweet wine for me. Give me a nice blended vino. Rojo vino?
Vino rojo, yeah.
Yes. Is that legal?
Blanco, yeah.
Okay. Last question for me. This is for you, David.
Okay.
I think you can handle it. All right. You ready?
A ver. Let's see.
I think you can handle it. All right. Give me 48 cents using 6 coins. 48 cents using 6 coins. Can you do it?
Oh, my God. Especially math. Why do you think I'm into broadcasting?
I mean, you just gave me the look of complete horror.
Yes. I would pull out my – can we pull out the phone and do it?
No, that would be illegal. We're sitting in a job interview. You cannot pull out your phone. 48 cents, 6 coins.
So 25, and then 10 cents. That's 35.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Okay. And then you said 46, right?
48 cents. 6 coins.
35. And then another 10 would be 45.
Mm-hmm. That would not be the answer.
No. I wouldn't get the job.
Actually, that is the answer. 25, 2 dimes gets you to 45.
Oh, there
46, 47, 48. There you bang. You just crushed it.
I was building it. Oh, okay. I guess I think a little more logical, and I was like, okay, let me just try to solve this.
You just did it, man. And you kind of kneecapped yourself at the end. They're not believing it, but you had it.
Yeah, if I wouldn't have said anything, right? And that's what people do at job interviews. Sometimes, right. If you just stay quiet, you just sound better.
Good job. I'm impressed.